Happy Friday. It's Friday, November 14th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy. Is it winter? No. Feels like spring out. No. You know what it is. It's the November of no. When I was a kid, anytime we'd whine, "That's not fair," we'd get to hear the voice of parental judgment. Life's not fair. Thanks a lot, Pop. But at some point, every one of us learns that lesson. Fairness isn't guaranteed. There's a moment when you stop shouting, "It's not fair," and start asking, "So what?" That's the moment you start growing up. When you stop complaining and start choosing. So what is an opportunity? Sometimes, if you can change the rules, then do it. Change your words. Change your actions. Literally, change the script. When something's broken, don't just moan about it. Rebuild it. That means fighting the big fights. Standing up for equality. Defending people's rights. Demanding fairness for those less fortunate. Sometimes it's small actions. Giving your seat on the bus to the grandmother or the young mom, or taking time to listen when someone needs to be heard. But what about when you can't change the rules? When it really isn't up to you? You give your best, but someone else gets the benefit. You play their game, but they move the goalposts. So what now? First, you're not powerless. You can't always change what happens, but you can always change how you respond. Give up trying to change the impossible and turn your energy toward changing what is possible. Most of the time, it's not even about you. It's not personal. Life just is unfair. We haven't explored the most basic, obvious response to this. Why? Why? A lot of reasons. Some we see, some we might never see. When I was in art school, we had to illustrate different examples of design. Capital D. The toughest concept to represent? Chaos. Randomness. Unintentionality? It's the opposite of design. As humans, we're finite and limited. It's hard for us to grasp the infinite, the totally random. We like to organize our trinkets, our bits and bobs. We want the world to make sense, to look designed. It gives us the illusion of control in an outsized world. But believe me, life is random. I didn't always believe that. I used to think, everything happens for a reason. Well, that's stupid. Some things happen for a reason, sure. But if you think everything happens for a reason, you're gonna waste so much fucking time in your life. Who's pulling your strings? When we run out of reasons, we invent people to blame. It's their fault. It's her fault. It's Satan's fault. It's all Adam's fault. Just say it. It's God's fault. That's what you're really afraid of saying. Because it shows you've reached the end of your rope. My point is, life can be random. Sometimes no one's to blame. Sometimes it's best to move on. Change yourself. Change your response. Change your involvement. Change the people around you. Everyone loves the idea of fairness. Well, maybe not everyone. But fairness is more than just justice. It opens the door to grace, gratitude, and kindness. Because that's what people want. I don't just want a world that's fair. I want a world that's kind, generous, and grateful for our existence. Fairness is equality of treatment. Grace is equality of heart. Can you find freedom in an unfair world? Can you? Only you can answer that. Only you know your own power. When the world says no, decide what kind of yes you'll create anyway. Because fairness is not enough. We expect the world to give us certain things. But if we want to make things better, we owe each other so much more. Ask for fairness. Give grace. Aging gives you perspective. It's something only time can give. I've often said that one of my biggest weaknesses is being too nice. Some will argue that, I'm sure. But looking back over the years, I see an awful lot of people in my past that I shouldn't have bothered with.
Kevin, that doesn't sound very kind.
You know what I mean. They were users, posers, people that did not have my best interest at heart. Fuck them. I should be smarter now. More guarded. Not so willing to share myself. But I'd rather follow the lead of my Nana. Talk to everyone. Listen to anyone. Be open. And then if you do me wrong, well, now I am wiser. And because I gave you a chance, I'm better than you too. I'd rather be open and give people that chance. And let you reveal if you're friend or foe. I think that's just being fair. That's the wisdom Sophia James uncovers in the song, So Unfair. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, ask for fairness, give grace. Thanks so much for listening. The November of No continues when next week we find that things saying no might be deep in your gut. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.